Oh, welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Christopher Mulan, founder and editor of The Technical Traders. I will post a link below this interview to his website so you can follow along with everything Chris is writing. Chris, let's start off with the oil market. We haven't talked about it in a little while, really ever since those bombings occurred on those Saudi oil fields, which was only about a week and a half to 2 weeks ago, and we saw a price spike up above $60 a barrel, but that spike has pretty quickly been faded back, and now crude is trading below the level that it was when those oil attacks or oil field attacks happened. I think this is quite a telling sign about kind of the, well, news-driven ability of oil, but still, maybe you can argue a general downtrend towards, let's say, that $50 level for crude. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I mean, crude oil is, to me, it's been a pretty wild commodity, really, since the beginning of August, even going back before that. I mean, it's been chopping around. It does have a very bearish bias to it still, but it really is trendless just in terms of it's made a new high. It just made a new low this week. It made a new high a couple of weeks ago on that spike and a new low this week. So it's really trendless. It's choppy. It is at any point there could be some more big news that comes out on it and could catch you off guard. So I'm not too interested in trading crude or trying to really pick a direction, but the bias to me is still to the downside. And, you know, the sellers just keep stepping in and selling it down. So at this point, you know, I'd lean towards the bearish side, but overall, it really is kind of a crapshoot. It's a gambling kind of looking chart right now of which way it's going to continue at this point.
Now, do you see it at least staying within this range, though? Even though you might not be getting any defined signals as bullish or bearish, it does seem to have a fairly defined range of between almost $50 and $65. I know that's a big range, but that seems to be where it's been trading for pretty much all this year.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty defined range. I think the news kind of broke it out of the previous range, which is really like 61, 62, and in that $50 range. So I think it could very easily fade back down to the lower end of that range. We've seen that $51, $52 per barrel hit twice in June. It hit again in August, and here we are working our way back down. We're not too far from it. So yeah, it is stuck in a range, and if it breaks down, then things are going to get pretty ugly. I think we're going to go back and see the 2018 lows, which is somewhere down around $43 a barrel. So it'll be a pretty big breakdown if it goes below that 51, 52 level. Things could get really ugly. And I mean, just the bias towards crude, I feel as though the mindset on crude oil has changed a lot in the last few years, and more so as electric vehicles are coming into play. And It just doesn't feel like it's the same. It has the same power as it used to have in terms of, you know, it's the main source of energy. It just doesn't feel like that. And I think crude has got a lot of problems going forward. So, I mean, that is a huge outlook picture. But that bias seems to just kind of be playing true here, because every rally we see gets sold into with some pretty strong selling volume. So,
hey, very good point on the way the crude has been reacting. You know what? This all can change if there is a more bullish outlook, maybe for oil, but also combined with maybe global growth. Unfortunately, with that ISM number this morning, just more ammo in the slow growth to no growth type of attitude. But that number also did move the precious metals. Let's talk about those, because gold, silver, the gold miners, they were trending down. If you look at even a monthly chart, gold peaked out back in September, on a weekly chart, and has been trending lower for the last about 4 to 5 weeks. A nice little bounce today, but it still isn't positive for the week yet. So what do you think about this general downtrend that the precious metals are going through?
Yeah, when you look at the weekly chart, the long-term picture looks extremely bullish, and we all know that. I mean, you look at the big breakout in gold and miners this summer. We are in a bull market for metals at this point. A multi-year basing formation was broken. Prices have rallied, and you look at the weekly chart, we saw a really nice sell-off Friday, and more or less the market's recovering. And when you look at the weekly chart, you know, if we get a strong, if next week is a strong week and we close above this last week's price, we could be off to the races for a very big leg to the upside. And a lot of that is going to have depend on what the broad stock market does. So if the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 and the Russell, if they really break down and start to go into a downtrend, which is what they're on the verge or just starting right now, we're going to see that flock to safe havens, and we should see money pile back into precious metals.
Okay, so it is still this safe haven trade though, right? Almost tying in with the U.S. dollar as well. That U.S. dollar, it reversed again today, but it is still over 99. It's still relatively strong. Dollar and gold going up together really is more or less this safety play.
It is, yeah. And money just keeps rolling into that dollar. I mean, it just keeps grinding its way higher and higher. And it had a beautiful pop today. I was hoping it was going to hold up. I'm looking for that $100 mark to be reached on the U.S. dollar index, where I think we spiked up to 99.50 today. So we're pretty darn close. But when that $100 mark is reached, I think it's a very strong psychological level that maybe not so much money will really pile into the dollar. Maybe people will start to think, you know, it's finally hit a level, a resistance level, a fair value level. And if the dollar holds tight there or starts to correct and it looks for a new safe haven, it might move into the metals and miners, and we could really start to see those kick into high gear finally.
So that could really be the next driver for the metals, hey, is a general dollar rollover. Because when you consider metals prices in terms of other currencies, they are either at or close to all-time highs. It's just in U.S. dollar terms, the dollar's been doing well. That keeps somewhat of a lid on the precious metals. But even as they're moving up together, you don't see there being this move of almost money flowing more into risk on assets. Has that ship sailed?
Yeah, I mean, you look at all these other currencies. I mean, they just keep making new low after new low, and money does continue to flow into the dollar, and it's looking for that safe haven play. So, you know, at this point, U.S. equities are still seen as a safe haven play. There's a lot of things going on overseas that has everyone really nervous. And I mean, there's going to be a breaking point. It seems like all the news coming out is starting to show signs that, you know, countries' economies are slowing, and there's, you know, it's not a good sign. So I think we're going to see the dollar continue to hold up, and I think we're going to see money flow into the safe havens going forward, and other currencies are going to struggle.
So would you say that this correction for the precious metals is pretty much over after a day like today where it reverses over $20?
I mean, a one day move doesn't change a trend for me. I need more than that. Yeah, it's a nice sign to see price sell off really hard and then recover with a very strong recovery. But a one day pop is a one hit wonder at this point, and we got to see some follow through. But if we look at the weekly chart, I mean, the metals look primed and ready. These are all very bullish setups, very bullish pullbacks in metals, and this could be the bottom. But from a technical standpoint, there's no confirmation of it just yet.
Okay. Now, how about just those U.S. equity markets, too? They are generally rolling over. They weren't able to hit new all-time highs recently, and for the last 2 to 3 weeks, they are trending lower. And today's another example of a move down that seems to be picking up steam.
Yeah, well, I think the U.S. equities market, we've talked about it quite a bit. I think they're overextended, and at any month here, we're going to start to roll over, and one of these highs we're seeing is going to become the market top, and maybe it's already in, but overall, I just don't see a whole lot of upside left in the equities market in general, just valuation wise, price action wise, huge selling distribution is going on. We are seeing lots of money moving out of equities. So overall, from a technical standpoint, the equities market is more or less starting a new downtrend as of, you know, the close of this week, if it stays at these levels going into next week. So I'm at this point, I am more or less neutral on the equities market, and I am neutral on metals, and we're just looking for a reversal in both of these, and we're only really a day or three away from a reversal and then get back into the trends that they're in, which short the equities market, potentially long metals, or it could be the other way. We need to see which way they're going to all break out here.
All right. Good summary, Chris. Great chatting with you. Again, click that link below. Go visit the Technical Traders website. Always good jumping around from different markets and getting your technical updates. Thanks for your time, Chris.
Hey, thanks, Corey.